making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this Saturday edition of the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you a beautiful song today by the Gospel Hour singers and musicians, and we are continuing with our verse-by-verse study of the small book of Jude, as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Today, looking at verses 20 through 25. And we'll get to that in just a moment, but I want to ask you to remember to please pray for us every day. We pray for all of our Gospel Hour family, and I hope you pray for us. Well, right now, let's hear Beautiful Valley of Eden, and then the message.
Here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Lead us, our Father, as we study the closing verses of this important epistle. May the Spirit of God direct us today. Direct me as I speak and all who listen in the great unseen Gospel Hour congregation. I cannot see them, our Father, but Thou dost see every person, you know, every need. So I commit the listeners to Thee. And I beg, O God, the Spirit to move upon each and every one And may those who are unsaved be born again. In Jesus' name, amen. On the last broadcast, I read down through verse 19. Now, I'll make a few brief remarks about these last verses I read, and then we will read verses 20, that is, verse 20, and the remaining verses in the book of Jude. Now, Jude points out that these apostates, these false prophets and teachers, have not the Spirit. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. Now, there is no such thing as a child of God apart from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit convicts men of sin, righteousness, and judgment. The Holy Spirit draws men. No man can come to me, Jesus said, except my Father would send me draw him. And the Spirit draws the sinner. The Spirit of God is the power of God that borns. Now, I mean by that, I know the incorruptible seed brings life, but the Spirit uses the seed, the Word of God, and by the Word, through the Word, by means of the Word. The sinner that hears is convicted and drawn, and the Word brings faith, and the Spirit borns when one believes. Then he indwells and seals, and all who will allow him, he fills. Be filled with the Spirit. Be not drunk with wine, Ephesians 5:18, but be filled with the Spirit. Now, if you do not have the Holy Spirit, and you're praying for God to give to you the Holy Spirit, what you should be praying is, Lord, save me, born me, redeem me. And when you're born again, when you are redeemed by the blood, you will possess the Holy Spirit. Now, these false teachers and all false teachers down through the years and today, as we, and you know we do, we have false teachers in our churches today. I'm not calling any specific name, but I'm sure you could and I could, where there are ministers who teach and preach false doctrine. They deny the verbal inspiration of the Bible, the virgin birth, the blood atonement, the deity. They deny the fundamentals of the faith. If not all of them, one of them. And to deny one is to deny all. You either believe all the Bible or you don't believe any of it. Now, verse 20. But ye, now then, you who are born again, Jude is saying, the saints, those who are preserved in Christ, those who are sanctified by the word, by the blood, to you, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, and of some having compassion, making a difference, and others say with fear, pulling them out of the fire, having even the garments spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior. Now notice that, underline it. I'll talk about it when we reach that verse. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And so we've read the 25 verses of the little book of Jude. We will discuss these last five as the Holy Spirit leads us. But ye, beloved, now that is definitely to the saint of God, the born again. Now watch it very closely. Dr. Scofield has a division here, part five of the book. And you'll notice that he says, true believers assured and comforted. Then there's sevenfold duty. The sevenfold duty of a true believer. True believers assured and comforted. Now listen, beloved. As long as you live in this world, I don't care if you are the most dedicated person on the face of the earth. You may be born again, spirit-filled, dedicated, surrendered, yielded with all of your soul and mind and strength and being, but you will suffer persecution. All who live godly shall suffer persecution. You will have trials and tribulations, and you'll have troubles and heartaches. Yes, but we have comfort and we have assurance in Christ. I am persuaded, Paul said, that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now that is assurance and comfort to my heart. Then again, he said, let him that thinketh he stand take heed lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above that ye are able. My, what a promise. God is faithful, who will not permit, he will not allow you to be tempted above ye are able, that ye are able, will with the temptation make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. What comfort that is. What comfort. The Lord is my shepherd. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, that we may boldly say, God is my helper. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now, these words are words of assurance and comfort. Now, watch what he says. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Now, I say again, I've said it many times, you do not grow into salvation. You do not grow up to salvation. Now, there is one Bible that reads, desire the sincere milk that ye may grow up to salvation. Now, my friend, I don't care how much of the Bible you read and how much of the Bible you memorize. You do not grow up to. I don't care how many times you go to church, how much you do in the church, how much money you give to the church, you do not grow up to salvation. You become a child of God instantly. You do not grow into the family of God. You're born into the family of God. But after you are born again, after you are saved by God's grace, we are commanded to desire the sincere milk that we may grow thereby. We are to study to show ourselves approved unto God. We are to yield our bodies as instruments of God. That is, we are to yield our body fully, completely, our members. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable. Be not conformed to the world, but transformed. We are to do this. Now, we are to do this, not to be saved, but because we are saved. We are to build up our most holy faith. Now, how do I build up my faith? How can I build up my faith? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, I don't care what you do. I don't care what you give. The only way to build up your most holy faith is to assimilate and appropriate and literally take into your very heart and life the word of the living God. Now, this book is alive, actually. I mean, the word of God is quick. It is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. The incorruptible seed, the light, and the word of God brings life. Now, when we feed upon the word, we grow. We are nourished. Paul said to the Corinthians, I'm still giving you milk when I should be giving you meat. He said, you're still babes, you're carnal, and you cannot bear the meat of the word. Now, we are to desire milk, but we're not to stay on milk. We are to grow, and when we become stronger in the Lord, we are to feed upon the bread and the meat of the living word. And by feeding on the word of God, we do increase our faith, and our faith becomes stronger, and our faith grows. We do not become a more, well, let me put it this way. We do not become any better saved. We are no more redeemed than we were the second we trusted Jesus. Listen, now you listen very carefully to what I'm going to say. when God Almighty redeems you. God redeems you because you exercise faith in the shed blood of the Lamb of God. When you exercise faith in the shed blood of the Lamb of God and receive Him as your personal Savior, God redeems you that second. And when God redeems you, He redeems you with a perfect redemption. God's redemption is perfect and complete. And you can't add anything to completeness. You can't add anything to what God does perfectly. Now, redemption is one thing. Growing in grace, growing in faith, growing in the Christian life is another thing. A baby is born into your home. That's one thing. Now, if you feed that baby and care for that baby, nourish that baby, it'll grow. If you leave it alone and just neglect it and you do not feed it, you do not care for it, it'll die. If it doesn't die, it'll be poor and skinny, I don't know. But you must care for a babe. You must feed and clothe and protect and bathe. You must give attention to a babe if you want it to develop. Now, a babe in Christ must be fed, and the ministers are to feed the little one. And to nourish them by giving to them the pure milk and the pure bread and the pure meat of the Word of God. And when the minister preaches the Word and you hear the Word as a believer, you grow not in redemption, you grow in grace, you grow in faith, you grow in Christian stability and stature. I mean by that, you become no better saved, but you become a better servant of the living God. Now, let me say this. Now, I hope you don't misunderstand me. God forbid that you misunderstand me. But let me put it this way. Reading is not so hard, but studying is hard. Now, it is. It is tiresome, and it demands strength and mental work. I mean by that thinking and using the brain, mental exercise, and study is tiresome and can become wearisome. Now, we are commanded to study. Now, it's one thing to read the Word, and it's another thing to study the Word of God. Now, listen very carefully to what I'm going to say. If you're too lazy as a Christian to get down on your knees, and I don't mean that literally, because some of you couldn't get on your knees. You have various ailments that prevents you getting on your knees. I don't mean that literally, but if you can get on your knees, it's a mighty wonderful thing to do. But if you're not willing to apply yourself and study, then don't get on your knees and say, "Oh God, strengthen my faith, make me a giant in the faith." Don't pray for God to shower down faith upon you in answer to your prayer if you're not willing to study God's Word. Now, it's all right to pray for God to increase your faith, but the way you should pray is, "God, you increase my faith as I study the Word. Help me to see the truth and to accept the truth, and help me to feed upon the Word of God. And God, as I feed, you strengthen me." Now, it's all right to pray that kind of a prayer, but if you're going to waste your time and fool around, sit around, and you're too lazy to study, then you need not pray for God to increase your faith, because God will never hear that prayer from a lazy Christian. Now, it's wonderful to pray. Listen, praying in the Holy Ghost. We are to pray without ceasing, Paul tells the believers at Thessalonica. Pray without ceasing. We are to be in an attitude of prayer all the time. That doesn't mean you're saying words. That doesn't mean you're down upon your knees or you are at church at an altar. That doesn't mean that. It means to be in prayer in your heart. As you work, you can pray. In fact, I think some of the most effective praying done is while men, God's men and saints of God, men and women, are working. They meditate, they pray, they do their job, but their heart and mind is centered on God. Now, there is a time for public prayer. There is a time for private prayer. There's a time when we should go to church and pray with the church. But we are to be in an attitude of prayer all the time. Pray without ceasing. Now build yourself up in your most holy faith. That's done by reading the Word of God, appropriating, assimilating, feeding upon the Word of God, taking the Word of God into your very heart, and then praying. Pray in the Holy Ghost. There is no need just to say words. There is no need to go through a form. If you're not praying in the Spirit, you're wasting time. Because the only prayer that God will hear is a prayer prayed in the Spirit, in the name of Jesus, to the glory of God. Now, the only prayer that a sinner can pray is, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Now, you don't have to say those words. God be merciful to me, I'm lost. God be merciful to me, I want to be saved. The only prayer that a sinner can pray is a prayer calling upon God for mercy and forgiveness. But the only prayer that God will hear from a Christian is a prayer prayed in the Spirit. If we just say words, if we just go through a form, then God doesn't hear that kind of a prayer. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean? I'll tell you tomorrow. I don't want to go into it today. I don't want to go into it. Does that mean that I can keep myself from committing sin, from backsliding, from falling? Is that what it means? Does it mean that I must work hard and strive to stay saved and to stay in Christ and the love of God? Is that what it means? Now, we'll answer that tomorrow. If you're not born again, I beg you to give your heart to Jesus right now. Bow your head, close your eyes, and ask God to have mercy on you. Father, in the name of Jesus, for Jesus' sake, save that soul that's nearest hell. Save every soul that's under conviction. Save all who are calling upon thy name now. Save poor lost church members and religionists, and may believers be strengthened in the inner man. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again. I hope you were blessed by the message today on the program. And I want to urge you, if you have not already, to take advantage of our gift offer Z, the last letter in the alphabet, offer Z. It contains two very important books by Dr. Green, as well as an album of music by our own Gospel Hour singers and musicians, and five copies of a soul-winning booklet that I know you will want to hand out and get into the hands of the unsaved. Of course, the five is just a starter set, and I hope you will order many, many more to use in your community. And all of this is available to you in return for your donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $10 or more. Now, I urge you to send more if you can. If you can send $20, $25, $50, even $100, I urge you to do so. Pray about it, ask the Lord's guidance, and do as He directs, and you will be blessed for your giving to help keep this program going out and reaching the lost and unsaved. But if you can send a donation of at least $10, and ask for offer Z, I'm going to send you first a book by my dad entitled The Mind, a great study of how the devil attacks our mind and how the Holy Spirit helps us to keep on the right path and in His will. 80 pages long, a softback book. Then we have five copies of our soul-winning booklet, Millions Missing. It's a very attractive book, and I know that you will hand out many of these in your own community. And so I urge you, after you see these that I'm sending, to order more. We'll give you the method of ordering in quantity, 20, 50, 100, even more, if you can use them. that's millions missing. Then we have Rightly Dividing the Word by my dad, Dr. Green, 124 pages long, a perfect bound book with 8 different studies, such as the 2 advents of the Lord Jesus Christ, the resurrection of the dead, the judgments of God, and of course, Rightly Dividing the Word, the title, the sermon, Law and Grace, the 2 natures, and so on. A great, great study of how to rightly divide God's Word. Finally, Under His Wings, a CD by the Gospel Hour singers and musicians containing 14 songs such as Great, Greater Than Our Sin, I'd Love to Tell the Story, I Surrender All, Master, the Tempest is Raging, and so on. So to get the books, the CD, and the soul winning booklet, just ask for Offer Z and send your gift of at least $10. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.